KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
Well, high school football action yesterday, the semifinals came to a close in high school football playoff action up at the Dome. In Class 3A semifinals last night, it was Decorah defeating Harlan 35-14. The Vikings grounding it out against the Cyclones as they carried 47 times for 379 rushing yards. That's an 8.1 yard per carry average. Josie Jewell led the way. He carried 12 times for 137 yards and a couple of touchdowns, 66 yards on the first play of the game from scrimmage, and then a 39-yarder later on to help put the game away as Decorah picks up the victory. Union also a winner yesterday, 42-28 over ADM. In 2A semis earlier in the day, Iowa City Regina beat Dyersville Beckman 35-28 and Spirit Lake downing West Marshall 35-14. So all the championship games now are set for this weekend at the Dome. On Friday, eight-man title game gets the day underway at 10:35 with Murray facing Fremont Mills. Then the Class A game at 2:05 has Lisbon playing West Hancock. At 7:05 Friday night, it's the 4A title game with Bettendorf battling West Des Moines Valley. In the Saturday action, the Class 1A championship game at 10:05 in the morning has St. Ansgar facing St. Albert. In the 2A title game at 1:05, Iowa City Regina plays Spirit Lake. And then in the 3A title game at 4:05 Saturday afternoon, Union will face off against Decorah. Well, just what the rest of the NFL does not want to hear. Now the Green Bay Packers have a defense, too. Aaron Rodgers produced another four-touchdown performance in the Packers' 45-7 rout of Minnesota that pushed Green Bay's record to a perfect 9-0, the last undefeated mark in the NFL. Rodgers has 28 TD passes on the season. Rodgers threw for four scores against a fierce Vikings pass rush, and Randall Cobb returned a punt 80 yards for a touchdown. But the Packer defense contained Adrian Peterson, holding him to just 51 yards rushing in that contest last night. In other NFL news, it turns out that Michael Vick was playing injured for most of the Eagles' 21-17 loss to Arizona Sunday. Coach Andy Reid says his star quarterback broke two lower ribs when he took a hard hit to the side early in the game. Reid says the injury probably had something to do with Vick's inaccuracy. He was 16 of 34 for 128 yards with two interceptions. Eagles Pro Bowl receiver DeSean Jackson says he's spoken to Coach Andy Reid and his teammates, and he's ready to move forward after being deactivated Sunday because he missed a meeting. Jackson acknowledges he probably needs to do certain things better. He's in the final year of his rookie contract and made it clear he wants a new deal when he held out 11 days in training camp. Houston quarterback Matt Schaub is out indefinitely with a significant right foot injury and will miss the Texans' next game in 2 weeks. Coach Gary Kubiak says Schaub was injured on a quarterback sneak during Houston's win over Tampa Bay on Sunday. Chiefs quarterback Matt Cassel sustained what Coach Todd Haley is calling a significant injury to his throwing hand during Sunday's loss to Denver. Haley refuses to say whether the team will put the former Pro Bowl signal caller on injured reserve, but he did say it's a possibility when asked whether Cassel will miss the rest of the season. Tyler Palko is expected to start Monday night at New England. Cincinnati cornerback Leon Hall is out for the season with a torn Achilles tendon suffered in the loss to Pittsburgh on Sunday. Broncos tailback Noshawn Moreno will miss the rest of the season after tearing the ACL in his knee. Bills center Eric Wood says he tore a ligament in his right knee during Sunday's thrashing at the hands of the Cowboys, and he's done for the season. The Bears have placed starting left guard Chris Williams on season-ending injured reserve. The four-year veteran had surgery to repair a dislocated wrist Sunday night after the team's 37-13 win over Detroit. Jaguars place cornerback Rashawn Mathis, guard Eben Britton, and backup linebacker special team standout Kyle Bosworth on injured reserve due to injuries. Jets coach Rex Ryan has apologized after an internet video appears to show him using an obscenity while angrily responding to a fan. After the team's loss to the New England Patriots, the NFL says it's aware of that incident. Sunday's game between Tennessee and Atlanta has been moved to a 4:15 Eastern Time start instead of 1 p.m. That's because of the NFL's flexible scheduling option. The NFL will use flexible scheduling on Sundays in weeks 10 through 15 and then 17 as well to highlight quality matchups in Sunday time slots and give teams a chance to play their way on to prime time and the late afternoon 3:15 slot on CBS and Fox. A police say robbery charges are pending for Iowa State backup wide receiver Albert Gary following a June incident. University police captain Aaron Dalishmet says Gary hasn't been charged formally with robbery. Officials have filed paperwork with the court system, and they're awaiting final approval. Dalishmet says more information about the case should be released today. Cyclones coach Paul Rhodes announced Monday that Gary had been suspended for 3 games because of that incident. Rhodes says Gary will be available for Friday night's game against number 2 Oklahoma State. Gary, a 22-year-old redshirt sophomore from Ocala, Florida, wasn't made available to reporters yesterday. He has 7 catches for 76 yards this season. Iowa State will face by far its biggest test yet on Friday night when they host second-ranked Oklahoma State in a rare nationally televised game for the Cyclones. Oklahoma State is averaging nearly 52 points a game, which ranks second in the nation, and last week it scored 49 points in the first half of a 66-6 drubbing of Texas Tech. Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes says the Cowboys' offense might be the best he's seen in his coaching career. Oklahoma State quarterback Brandon Weeden leads the Cowboys with 3,635 yards and 31 touchdowns. Cedar Falls police say Northern Iowa football player Varma Soni was stabbed after some people crashed a private party and a fight broke out. The 21-year-old junior cornerback from Burnsville, Minnesota, underwent surgery after suffering a non-life-threatening wound to the stomach area early Sunday. Hours earlier, Soni made a key interception in UNI's win over Southern Utah State. Police Chief Jeff Olson told the Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier on Monday that Soni attended a private party after the game. He says some people crashed the party and a fight started when they refused to leave. No arrests have been reported. A lot more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
In men's college hoops last night, Melson Basabi had 15 points and 10 rebounds as Iowa defeated North Carolina A&T 95-79. Matt Gatens led the Hawkeyes with 27 points, and Eric May contributed 20 points and 9 rebounds for Iowa. Iowa scored the first 10 points in the second half, with the sophomore Basabi scoring 6. A jumper from the Aggies' A.J. Buck ended the streak after nearly 4 minutes. A brief North Carolina A&T scoring run cut Iowa's lead from 25-14. But the Hawkeyes were able to seal the victory as they go to 2-0 now on the season. Matthew Dellavedova scored 11 points. Rob Jones added 10 points and 10 rebounds. And St. Mary's overcame a sluggish start to beat Northern Iowa 57-41 last night. The Gales missed 9 of their first 11 shots, but went on 2 19-0 runs at the end of the first half and again midway through the second half to roll to their second consecutive lopsided win. St. Mary's beat Fresno Pacific by 40 points in their opener. Dellavedova shot only 4 of 12 from the floor, but made 2 3-pointers and had 8 points during the Gales' big run after halftime. One of 4 starters returning for St. Mary's, Dellavedova added 7 assists. Johnny Moran scored 13 and Chip Rank added 11 for Northern Iowa. The Panthers shot just 32% and trailed by as many as 28 points in the game as they fall to 1-1 on the season. In other top 25 men's college basketball action, it was 4th-rated UConn over Wagner 78-66. Number 5 Syracuse beat Manhattan 92-56. 16th-ranked Alabama over Oakland 74-57. 17th-rated Michigan beat Towson 64-47. Number 21 Marquette over Norfolk State 99-68. 22nd-ranked Gonzaga beat Washington State 89-81. Number 24 Missouri over Mercer 81-63. And number 25 Florida State 73-50 winners over Central Florida. Iowa State will visit Drake for a men's college basketball matchup tonight, as those two teams will face off for the 171st time. Iowa State leads the series over Drake 106-64. The Cyclones pounded Drake 91-48 last year in Ames, as Scott Christofferson had 29 points, hitting all 11 of his shots from the floor. Drake opened up this season with an 83-58 home win over Upper Iowa. Game time set for 8 o'clock tonight at the Knapp Center in Des Moines. Well, faced with a take-it-or-leave-it type of ultimatum from the league, the NBA players opted to leave it. Union officials rejected the league's latest proposal that came with the threat of a worse offer if the players didn't approve. Instead, the players' union is planning to decertify and take its fight with the league to the courts. The players are planning to file an antitrust lawsuit against the league. NBA Commissioner David Stern responded by calling the players' actions a charade and says the entire season is in jeopardy. Stern says the union's action is irresponsible and says the players are getting bad advice from Union Chief Billy Hunter. Hunter says players will be represented in a class action suit against the NBA by attorneys Jeffrey Kessler and David Boies, who are on opposite sides of the NFL labor dispute, Kessler working for the players and Boies for the league. Tuesday is the 138th day of the owner's lockout. All of the November games on the schedule have been lost, and more cancellations seem to be a certainty. Just three games in the National Hockey League last night in double overtime, a shootout. Buffalo beat Montreal 3-2. Also, Philadelphia beat Carolina 5-3. Winnipeg over Tampa Bay 5-2. In baseball news, Atlanta closer Craig Kimbrel is a unanimous choice as the National League Rookie of the Year, while Tampa Bay starting pitcher Jeremy Hellickson is the recipient of the AL Award. Kimbrel set a Major League record for saves by a rookie with 46. The hard-throwing righty earned all 32 first-place votes in balloting by the Baseball Writers Association of America, easily outpointing Freddie Freeman, the Braves' first baseman. Hellickson went 13-10 with a .295 earned run average in helping the Rays win the AL wildcard spot. He drew 17 of 28 first-place votes to finish ahead of the Los Angeles Angels' first baseman, Mark Trumbo. Jonathan Papelbon and the Philadelphia Phillies have completed a $50 million four-year contract. That's the largest contract ever for a reliever. The former Red Sox closer replaces Ryan Madsen, who is also a free agent. Papelbon turns 31 November 23rd. He had 219 saves over seven seasons with Boston, including 31 this year when he made $12 million. Matt Kemp says he wants to remain with the Los Angeles Dodgers, but no deal has been reached amid reports that he's close to signing an eight-year, $160 million contract. The San Francisco Giants' former payroll manager pleaded guilty Monday to embezzling $2.2 million from the team. Robin M. O'Connor pleaded guilty in San Francisco federal court to a single felony charge of wire fraud. And Venezuelan police said Monday that two more suspects have been arrested in the kidnapping of Washington Nationals catcher Wilson Ramos and that authorities are searching for several others. Police say they seized revolvers from the men as well as a cellular phone directly linked to that kidnapping. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.